This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:38. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now it's time for Today on Twitter, where Tupperware has been trending. So we're finding out why.
I want to say that this is part of what is becoming a recent Today on Twitter tradition of people shouting out specific brand names in relation to the flood. I want to make it clear that there are other container brands that are available and that we have not been paid to do this, and that this is an organic thing. It just so happens it's become really popular on Twitter. So this is stemming from a Twitter user, Eamon at eBlackbeard, who posted a picture of a Tupperware basically filled with fish crackers with keropok that had survived the floods. His caption said, "Kualiti diyakini, patutlah mak hangin kalau hilang," which is, I think, to translate, basically confirmed quality, or you can be confident in the quality. No wonder mom would freak out if they go missing, which is, again, an experience that I think almost everyone, Malaysian or otherwise, around the world has had.
And I think that's what makes this whole Twitter thing trending so amusing and relatable, right? Every one of us has, I'm not going to say the brand again, plastic container stories from our childhood. And I think one of the first realizations that you're in fact turning into your parents start when you realize you're hoarding plastic containers in your cupboard, when you used to make fun of your parents for doing that. Many others have been sharing their own pictures as well, food containers after the floods, with the contents inside still being in good condition. One of the pictures had a container with flour in it, and the person said that the flour was still in its original state. So I think with all of the difficult and I think just heartrending stories coming out from the flood, this has been one of the ones that just felt a little lighter. And I think people needing some respite from everything that's been going on. So I wanted to read out some of the tweets that were the most amusing to us. Abu Yusuf said, "Tupperware new tagline, flood tested." And Notorious Tapper said, "We can put important documents and electronics in Tupperware in case of banjir."
Yes, Nim Shaha says, "I'll never question Mark Mark's obsession to Tupperware ever again." We also have Nabelt, who says, "Tupperware dah boleh start jual wardrobe atau drawer dah," which is a reference to Tupperware can now start selling cabinets and drawers, you know, in order to keep our items safe. Firstly, Sharmila, bless you for trying to bend over backwards with your food containers, plastic containers, only to read a series of tweets.
I know. I realized as I said it that the battle was lost. Also, I want to argue, at least in Malaysian parlance, I don't even think that's a proper noun anymore. The branding is so complete that we use it in default, right? Like Xerox in the States. We use Tupperware to refer to any plastic container.
Yes, like Pampers. It's one of those things where the thing itself, the brand, has replaced the item. But in this case, in all fairness, they are actually referring to the brand, because I don't think that any of us, or I certainly wouldn't recommend trying to cart around your flour, your sugar in the kinds of plastic containers that we get with tapau. They are not all made equal. I also like the idea that in this case, something useful has come out of what otherwise, and you see this in the tweets, right? Seems like occasionally a bit of a pointless obsession. Like, how much food can you make that all these containers are someday going to become useful, right? This is a question that I think has lingered in the back of every child's mind at some point, looking into some hidden cupboard in the back of your kitchen. You open it, it's just containers toppling out, and you think, when is all this going to come to use? And it turns out, in a time of disaster, potentially, for you to save keropok.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't think there's ever been a time when I've used every single one of my plastic containers to put stuff away. And yet, I get really upset if someone doesn't return one that they've taken from me, particularly if they're one of the nicer ones, or particularly if they're one of the ones that I know have good lids and are durable and can be put in the microwave, all of those things, right? But as I said, I think it's just one of those realizations when you grow up that you are more obsessed with your Tupperware.
I'm not there yet. I have to say, I haven't hit that point. I was listening to you and I felt what I would gently say is an incredulous look, what I truthfully think might have been a judgmental look creeping over my face. And so, yes, I'm not there yet, but I hear what you're saying. I think that, though, the main thing for me about this story is that, like you, and like last week when we did the Myvi story as well, another brand name, it's a couple of things. Firstly, it's a bright spot. It's a light spot in what has otherwise been a very difficult time. The other part of it is you get to see the things that Malaysians take pride in. So one, our cars, and how even a smaller guy could, you know, make its way through the floodwaters. The other thing is our food. Even when it comes down to it, even when, you know, in a time of crisis, somebody saving their keropok feels so intensely Malaysian to me.
I know. I could look at it and I could taste the keropok. That's how powerful that picture was. Let us know, does this make you think differently about the stacks of plastic containers that we assume you have in your house? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after this for your messages, so keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:51. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we've been talking about some very different things this past hour. So earlier on, today on Twitter, we talked about a humble Tupperware container that was found with fish keropok inside it that someone found during the flood, which has turned into a meme with people extolling the virtues of durability of the container, really. So we've been asking you for your thoughts. Does this make you think differently about those secret piles of plastic containers in your home? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We have some messages. Let's start with this one from Benji on Tupperware.
So Benji says, storage space in my parents' house is filled by mom, plastic storage boxes, frying pans, dad, all sorts of bags. I guess we're ready for the zombie apocalypse. That's what you want to hear, isn't it? That sense of readiness.
The bags is the other thing. I wanted to bring it up earlier, but I didn't want to muddy the conversation. But collecting plastic bags is the other thing that practically every Asian family has. And honestly, again, one of those things where you're never going to use all those bags, but still somehow you want to hold on to them.
You do. The other part of that is we're always told, right, single-use plastic bags, the demon or the devilish bit of that is the single-use. So that's drummed into us as well. And then we end up storing it. There are all these things. I think that this premise of not wanting to waste things is quite admirable. I don't, however, want a story like this to become the justification for why it is that we keep everything. And I sense that this will now, or this photo of the fish keropok is now going to be used as a justification. You see what you can get.
Do keep sending your thoughts our way on whether you hoard Tupperware or plastic bags, any of those things. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.